We train community members in the art of oral storytelling. And think back porch or around the campfire storytelling, no books, no images. And then we place the volunteers in local schools to be repeat monthly storytellers. So they really connect with the children in the class, which is such a benefit for the volunteers. But for the children, it builds strong listening skills, literacy skills, in that listening to stories orally told develops different literacy skills and patterns than being read to or having something delivered by screen or on some other media.
And like you said, it's one of the most traditional forms of human communication.
Humans evolved with storytelling. It's how we make sense of the world and process. And among some archaeologists, there are debates on what came first, speech or storytelling. If speech developed in humans as a mean to better tell the stories that they were already trying to communicate with one another.
So would those stories have been told through body language initially, like miming?
Yes.
And then speech was a technique to tell the story better?
That's the debate. I'm not quite sure if anyone's decided on the answer yet.
And Spellbinders is a national organization.
We're a national organization located right here in Carbondale, Colorado.
Was the organization founded here in the Roaring Fork Valley?
The organization was founded in Denver in about 1990. And then the founder, Jermaine Deitch, moved up to Aspen and brought the national organization here. And like many things, we've moved a little bit further down valley.
How many schools are you a part of?
Nationwide, we're in about 2,500 schools.
Wow.
Here in the Roaring Fork Valley, we cover all the elementary schools in the Roaring Fork Valley. I was going to say, we have about 100 coverage of classrooms in all the public schools, the public non-charter schools, and we have about 50 to 75% coverage in the public charter schools.
And most of the people who want to be trained to be storyteller, are they retirees or?
I would say about 80% of our volunteers are retirees. They generally do have time to volunteer during the school day,
right,
when many of us do not. But there's no age limit to become a Spellbinder storyteller. And it is the most fun volunteer job you will ever have. You get to tell stories, see the delight on the kids' faces, and then you'll have challenges going to the grocery store or out to dinner because you'll usually get mobbed by a group of children.
And is it pretty open to what kind of stories they're able to tell? Do they get to pull from their own interests and background?
Yes. Our storytelling class, think of it as Fine Arts 101, Storytelling 101. And we encourage novice storytellers to start with folk tales and fairy tales from around the world. These were developed in the oral tradition and are thus easier to tell. But as the storyteller polishes his or her skill, they might pull from other genres as well.
Are you personally a storyteller?
I am personally a storyteller, and I do still stick with fables and folktales from around the world. For me, I think that those stories contain such strong elements of our common humanity, what it means to be a human, and really shows that a little boy in Japan is facing the same hopes and dreams and fears as a little girl in Kenya. And as a child here, right here in the Roaring Fork Valley. So I really like those traditional tales with their strong morals and their strong thread of our common humanity. We learn through background knowledge. And so if a child's starting a block on constellations, let's say, and has recently heard a folktale, a Native American legend of how Coyote placed the stars, that child will now have background knowledge to hang the new facts on to better understand that. And so while it helps with literacy skills, it also provides a wealth of background knowledge on weather, the natural world, the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, that really helps in other cognitive studies.
And any new developments with the organization, is it?
We are always looking for new volunteers. Riverview just opened up, the newest elementary school in this valley between Carbondale and Glenwood. And we're hoping to fill that school up with storytellers as well. We are looking to have an October training. So if anyone is interested, visit spellbinders.org.
So once you get linked up with a classroom, you stay with that particular class throughout the school year?
Yes. And for a lot of tellers, they'll tell to all the second grades in the same school or all the second and third grades. It's a once a month commitment, but you really, by the end of the school year, develop strong bonds with those kids, and they especially develop strong bonds with you.
I bet they look forward to having their storyteller come.
Some classrooms have had to set rules of how kids need to line up to hug the storyteller so the storyteller doesn't physically get bowled over by the onslaught.
So it's also connecting generations together.
It's really great for both teller and listeners, particularly for retirees. It keeps their mind active. It keeps them socially engaged. Those social connections, creative connections, are so important in later life. But for the kids, it lets them know that someone in the community cares about them and expects certain standards of behavior. And studies show that any community involvement in the school leads to overall higher academic scores for that school.
And I imagine it just brings our community closer. Like you said, you'll have kids running into their storytellers in the supermarket or a restaurant, and in a place as active as the Roaring Fork Valley, where there's all these festivals and events and summer concerts that are family oriented. You just have a sense of the community knowing itself.
And again, expecting certain standards of behavior. I had one storyteller tell me recently that last Halloween, a group of surly preteens to teens came to her door, really too old to be trick-or-treating, and looked a little sullen. And then one of them piped up, you were my storyteller in second grade. And the whole atmosphere changed. Those are strong community impacts. If someone in high school still remembers their storyteller from second grade.
And what kind of role can KD&K play in helping Spellbinders with their mission?
KD&K is a great partner for Spellbinders. We take full advantage of their PSAs whenever we have an event for the public or have an upcoming training. So we really appreciate how KD&K helps us get the word out.
And we invite any storytellers to come be DJs. Tell stories on the air.
We've had some storytellers in here telling Valentine stories and St. Patrick's Day stories, and we hope to continue that with you in the future.
Well, it's great to meet you, Catherine. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us, and thanks for all you do for the community.